location where unknown forces strike the edge of ecology.
We don't have an agenda. My neighbour MP for Vauxhall, Kate Hoey, gave her response to Duncan Smith's resignation and said she admired his stance.
I do think Ed Upton is a principled politician. Now, I think his is genuinely, I think, going to need it. I think he means it. It was a pretty sharp rebuke.
Well, it's the early hours of Saturday, the 19th of March, 2016. And let's say a day is a long time in politics. A week is a very long time. But in fact, a night could be a long time as well, because as I've been in on Saturday night, or in fact Friday night, listening to the radio at 10 o'clock, quite big news broke, literally at 10, that Ian Duncan Smith, who's headed the Department of Worker Pensions, resigned suddenly. He's been the centre of some controversy over the years for bringing in various changes. He's bringing in something called universal credit, which merges many benefits together. I think that's a good idea if done properly, but not if it becomes a repressive system. But he's also had to front some other things. He's an ex-military man, and you normally think of that as a good thing, but he sanctioned those claiming job seekers allowance in a very, very draconian way. There was a very bad case of a soldier, an ex-soldier, who died starved to death pretty much after being sanctioned, which means having his money cut under the aegis of Ian Duncan Smith. Well, whether that's personally his decision or some other lackey lower down, I don't know. We can't paint this guy as a hero. But what's happened this week is there seems to be having an attack of integrity, because what happened at 10 o'clock last night on the 18th Friday at 10 o'clock is that he resigned after the budget on Wednesday, which was on the 16th of March. At which, as you will have heard in the media, I'm sure, about the budget, there were cuts to disability benefits, the personal independence payment, which is for special needs, basically. And that might be, you know, you might say, well, that has to be cut because we don't have much money, austerity, etc. But then they go and say, we're going to then cut taxes for the rich. And it does seem to be this combination of the two together is a very hypocritical of George Osborne. And that's coming over on the Radio 5 Live coverage tonight in a big way. And I dare say it will come over in other media sources. They're saying, yes, some old phrases are coming up here, U-turns, etc. When you think of sanctions, you know, those on JSA, Job Seekers Allowance, when they're sanctioned, they really do get hammered. So you can't leave a job of your own accord. You lose all your benefit. So in a funny way, Ian Duncan Smith is able to leave a job of his own accord, doing what the Department of Work and Pensions denies others, even if a job is awful and you can't stand it. So that's an interesting point. And then another phrase coming out a lot tonight.
They are not defensible in the way they were placed within a budget that benefits higher earning taxpayers. They should have instead been part of a wider process to engage others in finding the best way to better focus resources on those most in need. I am unable to watch passively whilst certain policies are enacted in order to meet the fiscal self-imposed restraints that I believe are more and more perceived as distinctly political rather than in the national economic interest.
This is Ian Duncan Smith's letter, and this is AM radio, hence the noise.
You should be very proud of what this government has done on deficit reduction, corporate competitiveness, education reforms and devolution of power.
And you'll be able to read all this in the newspaper, I'm sure. What's also interesting is that in a kind of live exchange of letters tonight, Prime Minister David Cameron has written a letter, a riposte or a rebuttal to this, as you'll now hear.
Thank you for your letter this evening. We're all very proud of the welfare reforms we
which this government has delivered over the last 6 years, and in which you have played an important part. As a government, we've done a huge amount to get people into work, reduce unemployment and promote social justice. There are now more people in work than ever before in our country's history, with 2.4 million more jobs created since 2010. I regret that you have chosen to step down from the government at this moment. Together, we designed the personal independence payment to support the most vulnerable and to give disabled people more independence. We all agreed that the increased resources being spent on disabled people should be properly managed and focused on those who need it most. That's why we collectively agreed, you, Number 10, and the Treasury, proposals which you...
I mean, we're listening to this in Brighton on the south coast of England, and... I got the local Brighton and Hove Independent newspaper tonight, which is a weekly paper. And again, that was published before this story broke. But again, you've got homelessness in there and cuts to library services and the local council wanting to axe the Carnegie endowed Hove Central Library, claiming it's now treating it like a community library. In fact, it's a central library, a civic building. And they downgrade things. They change the language and downgrade things in an Orwellian way. This is a Labour council here. It was Green before. It's been Conservative and Labour in the past, and a hung council in the past. So whoever gets in, the same pattern carries on. And our civic pride seems to be going. It's an attack from all angles. And things seem to be coming to a bit of a head. What's going to be interesting is how the European debate works through this business, because Ian Duncan-Smith is... taking sides with the Brexit campaign. I think on the information, it's probably no surprise as conspiracy researchers that generally speaking we'd be for leaving the EU, but we're not taking a corporate, if you don't mind us using that word. I don't think we're taking a stance on it in our broadcast. We'll be looking at both sides. I'm going to go talking to some Brexit campaigners very soon. They're doing a weekly stall in Brighton, in central Brighton and in Hove, I think alternating. I can't go tomorrow or the Saturday after because I'm out of town, but in April I'm definitely going to go down and get some coverage. And if there's any talking about pro-Europe, I'll try and talk to them too. But I've got a feeling that given one of our past episodes was the occult history of the European Union, we may know which way we'll be tempted to vote. But, you know, things are moving in a strange way. It's interesting that someone like George Galloway, a very left-wing person, has now sided up with Nigel Farage, who I think previously would have criticised. I mean, when George Galloway had his Talk Sport radio show, he used to talk about wanting to stay in Europe and not wanting to split things up. That's why he was also against Scotland going independent. But actually, he's now siding with Nigel Farage, at least on that issue, maybe not some of the other policies Nigel Farage would stand for. But I think there's a bit of a shake-up. If you imagine all the ideas like bingo balls and a kind of one of those things that fires all the bingo balls or lottery balls up in the air, and they bounce around and they come down in different combinations, I think that, you know, maybe the consensuses are breaking, that things are beginning to crack in society, and where there's certain lines of stress, that's kind of meaning that ideas and alliances have got to change, because these traditional left-right alliances are only based on old ideas of how politics are breaking down. I think in the French Revolution you either were on the left wing or the right wing, and then we've accrued certain meanings on each side. But in fact, when things start to really get bad in a kind of society meltdown, which I think was predicted many years ago by researchers such as Tim Rifat, he used to say things get really bad and you may get riots on the streets, this sort of thing. It's not quite there yet, but you know, I went past a letting agency, I won't name it, a letting agency that I've had dealings with, and I saw a homeless person actually sleeping in the doorway of the lettings agency in Brighton, whereas in the window there are these very expensive houses and flats being rented out. And I thought, that really has come to it, where a letting agency that wouldn't give this guy the time of day during the day is literally putting him up at night by having him sleep in their doorway. So I gave the guy a pound and said, keep it up, mate, because I hope they get the message in the morning when they turn up to work. I think if I was homeless, I'd be going around kicking in the letting agency windows, but we're not advocating that, of course. Let's just hear a little bit more of this very late night coverage from BBC Radio 5 Live on AM. This is 12:50. I'm going to turn it up and just hear what they're talking about for a very short while. But you can catch up with all this stuff online at SA and on news sources in the morning.
His department
and the others within government have agreed to this policy. Cameron then goes to the theatre and says, it's not happening anyway. Now, what sort of responsibility does the Prime Minister have that he is himself contradicting the very policy he's done?
Interestingly, it's a shame I didn't actually not pick up the phone, because I didn't get an answer to that message. I responded to the call, but a friend of mine is in UKIP, a friend of the show here. He's been on many times. A guy called Nigel Finesse. We always joke, you've got to be called Nigel to be in UKIP. But he rang me up at 10 o'clock and said, Ian Duncan-Smith has just resigned. And I said, yeah, you know, he just did it. And he said, well, I didn't have a tweet or anything from UKIP about this, so they didn't know about it. So it must have literally broken at 10, because Nigel was away doing some campaigning in another part of the southeast tonight, and he'd just come home and switched on the TV and heard all this. So this must have been boiling. And I think it's interesting how Ian Duncan-Smith has really chosen his moment just before the news bulletins at 10, just to hit it there. And it's just early enough to get in the newspapers for tomorrow. They can still print this story. And again, he timed it well, because Cameron's responded quite quickly, but equally he hasn't had much time to respond, so probably Duncan Smith will get the coverage in the morning more than Cameron.
In other words, to sum that up in ordinary speak, okay, disabled people giving money where the extra money wasn't needed to help them with their disability. Independent report given to the DWP.
Obviously, good conversation here. And we have had anti-cut demonstrations in Brighton. You may have heard our previous episode, Cuts on the Coast, when some women, a choir, started singing in the council meeting. I brought my microphone along to actually record an interview with Nigel Finesse, who was there. I didn't expect to record a demo. I got a demo instead, so that was much better. And Nigel supported that. Very nicely done demo. So that was great. We will talk to Nigel again fairly soon. He's going to be at the Brexit stall. He'll be one of the interviewees, I dare say, when I get to do that in April.
And that's something that they actually call a collective culpability.
Okay, this is a story that's going to run and run. Could be the meltdown of the Conservative Party. It's happened before when I think it was Geoffrey Howe, many years ago, older, as they always say, older listeners may remember when Geoffrey Howe gave a devastating speech, which was the beginning of the end of Margaret Thatcher. You know, she was forced to resign eventually. So is this the end of the Conservative Party? It normally rips itself up over Europe, but sometimes a big tear can start with a tiny rift, can't it?
I think it is. And I generally think when the Prime Minister suspends collective cabinet responsibility, and you see the last 2-3 weeks, we've been obsessed by this euro referendum.
The information where unknown forces strike the edge of ecology.